More Vulnerable Democrats Object to Pelosi Holding Infrastructure Hostage. By Jacob Bliss on June 29, 2021. Droves of vulnerable Democrats are rebelling against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, making it known they do not fall in line with the Speaker holding the bipartisan infrastructure deal hostage to pass the Democrats' partisan wish list. President Joe Biden recently sounded less inclined to follow through on his threats to veto a bipartisan infrastructure proposal if Congress does not have the votes to pass their partisan far-left reconciliation infrastructure bill. Despite Pelosi holding her threats strong, she is on her way to a collision course with vulnerable members. Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, reportedly said the bipartisan infrastructure deal was historic on its own and something we should celebrate by getting it passed as quickly as possible. I don't think we should hold our infrastructure hostage. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DVA, said, I think it'd be incredibly disappointing if there's a bill from the Senate waiting for our action, and we choose to delay it arbitrarily. Representative Ed Case, DHI, said, I do have concerns, when asked about Pelosi's plan. I think that, a bill that can actually pass Congress and get to the president's desk, I want to pass that. And so I want to strike while the iron is hot. When he was asked if he was concerned that effectively tying the two together could kill both efforts, he said, I am concerned about that. These Democrats join the ranks of their House colleagues who have already come out against Pelosi holding up something bipartisan. Breitbart News already reported on Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, Representative Kurt Schrader, DOR, Representative Henry Queller, DTX, and Representative Ulysses Lotkin, DME. Representative Jared Golden, when asked, would not say if he was okay with the approach from Pelosi but did reportedly said there is plenty of time to talk about that. In a statement Monday, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said Democrats should not yield to Pelosi's holding the infrastructure bill hostage. Mike Berg, an NRCC spokesman, on Tuesday, said, Speaker Pelosi should drop her threat to take a bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage. Voters don't want another massive spending bill that raises their taxes.